Section 8. Our House, Their House. This section of the insect zoo fills the corner of the large open area between two sets of floor-to-ceiling windows, surrounded by a curving 2-foot-tall picket fence in front of a line of consoles. In the corner itself is a model house, and to the right of the corner is a tall display. This section highlights insects that we humans interact with. The right side features some insects that make products used by humans, with a matching game. Against the wall is a tall display shaped like a yellow and orange honeycomb. A cutout honeybee stands near the top above a cluster of hexagons that extend forward. One reads, "Try again," and the others are photographs, some of insects, others of products like silk or honey. A console behind the fence has two rows of buttons and the photos from the wall. Insects on top, products below. You can press an insect button and a product button together. If they match, the wall photos will light up. The left side of this section focuses on how our homes and yards make excellent insect habitats. Along the left side, just behind the picket fence, are 8 consoles. In the corner behind these is a model house. The console's top angled surface has text about an insect, a display in the center, and a wide oval brass plaque below. On the plaques, you can feel an embossed insect. All have their heads pointed left. Some are positioned upright, as if standing on the plaque. Others are positioned on their side. Touching a plaque turns on lights in the model house where that insect can be found. From right to left, the console features flower beetles found in the kitchen. The plaque has a beetle embossed upright. It has a small, rounded rectangular head, followed by the thorax and abdomen, shaped like a domed oval, wider than the head, with a line, like a cut a third of the way back, indicating the top edge of the wings, folded over the body. A pair of segmented antennae curve out from the head, and 3 pairs of segmented legs splay out to the sides. German cockroaches, found in the kitchen. The plaque has a cockroach embossed upright. It has a stubby, rounded rectangular head, followed by the thorax, starting as a wider, rounded triangle pointing forward. From there, the body extends back in an elongated oval, ending in a point. There is a pair of wiry antennae on the head and 3 pairs of segmented legs. Silverfish, found in the bookshelf and bathroom. The plaque has a silverfish embossed upright. It's shaped a bit like a rounded, segmented carrot, with the head at the wide end. Extending from the front of the head are a pair of antennae and 2 long mouthparts. There are 3 pairs of legs, and at the tip of the abdomen, 3 thin appendages sweep back. Adult fleas, found on the dog, embossed on its side. The plaque has an embossed flea positioned on its side. The details are very worn. The body is shaped a bit like a flattened light bulb, with the head at the small end facing left. 3 pairs of legs dangle down. Clothes moths, found in the closet. The plaque has an embossed caterpillar positioned on its side. Its body is a worm-like cylinder with many segments. From the 3 segments after the head, the legs, narrow points, extend down. Further back, 4 segments have broader points extending down, the prolegs. Carpenter ants, found in the rafters. The plaque has an ant embossed upright. Its body has a distinct head, thorax, and abdomen. The head, a rounded, domed triangle, followed by the narrow, domed oval thorax, and a bulbous abdomen. A pair of antennae starts at the top of the head, and 3 pairs of legs extend from the sides of the thorax. Common mosquito, found in the bird bath. The plaque has an embossed mosquito positioned upright. It has a small, rounded head, a broader oval thorax, and an elongated, segmented abdomen. The front of the head has mouth parts and antennae pointing forward. Three pairs of legs are splayed out from the thorax, with oval wings stretching out between the first and second pairs of legs. Fireflies, found in the yard. The plaque has an embossed adult firefly positioned upright. Its body is oval-shaped with short half circles at the left side, followed by a domed oval with a short notch at the tip of the abdomen indicating a gap between the wings. A pair of antennae curl out from the sides near the front, and three pairs of legs extend from the sides. The displays for the flower beetle, German cockroach, and clothes moth have live insect enclosures. The others feature images. In the back corner is a model house with two stories, each about 4 feet tall, part of which is cut open like a doll's house to show the inside of a bedroom and bathroom on the top floor and a living room and kitchen below. In front is a painted yard with a bird bath. The next section begins opposite the left end of the picket fence. Follow the windows to the left 7 feet until you reach the corner with a tall structure modeled like a tree, with rough bark.